I'm going to start. Today is Monday, March 8th, 2021, and we have Micheline Germanos, who is an ICF PCC coach, whom I met during an ICF ethics meeting. And with a brief conversation, it was very clear to me that I wanted to invite her to present because of her most interesting background and great experience. Micheline comes from the high-tech industry, being a computer science engineer. That's, for me, in my experience, not a very typical background for a coach.
An attorney.
Right. 25 years she has of versatile international business and leadership experience with executive coaching skills. Micheline brings a deep understanding of business systems and processes together with, this is the nice part, equally deep understanding of human and organizational behaviors. What a nice bridge. She's always been fascinated by people, possibilities, and leadership challenges. I say we are very lucky to have her as a presenter today with a most intriguing topic that I would attend even if I didn't know Micheline, and that topic is, can defining moments be self-generating? I introduce you to Micheline.
Thank you, Terry, for this nice, very warm introduction. Let me, share my screen. Okay, so why am I not able to do that? Files? No, I don't want to share. Wow, this is interesting. It's not allowing me to share my presentation. This is the first time it happens to me in Zoom.
I have it here, multiple participants. Maybe I need to click on you.
No, it's allowing me to share, Dropbox or SharePoint, but not in files, but not.
I have it here if you need me to, but hello, Romina, welcome. Okay. What else can I do?
Very interesting. I could also speak without my without my slide, but I have, only 4 or 5 slides, that's all. But, I'm not able to do that. It's the first time that Zoom fails me. Would you like to share your screen?
Try this. I did something else here that I've never done before. Does this work?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't understand. Share, it tells me, select a window or an application that you want to share, and I click on my, I don't know why
okay.
This is not working.
I will.
Would you like then to try to share your screen?
Sure.
Share it from your side.
Let me.
Terry, on the side of share screen, there are options.
Yes. I've tried
and
them.
One of them is the.
I've tried them all. I've tried them all right now, Charlotte.
Okay. Share
Thank
with
you.
Participants. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Let me pull this up here. Is that readable for everybody?
Yeah, if you want to put it in presentation mode, that's perfect.
Okay. And then I'll stop it in between.
Yeah, so Terry, would you like, because, to share it in presentation mode and then so that only the slide will be on the screen.
There we go.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, so good evening, good afternoon, good morning, if you, like me, are on the West Coast. Let's go to the next slide. I don't think I can move them, right? So this is a very personal topic. I hope that it will resonate with you. So I would like to invite you to know that we co-create together a warm and safe environment as beautiful and warm, as warm as this beautiful personal picture that was taken by my husband in the Galapagos a few years ago. It's a place where I would go in a heartbeat. If you tell me now, let's pack and go, I would leave everything, this call, and I would go pack and I would go. So we're going to talk about defining moments. And so maybe what we start is level set on what is a defining moment. And Terry, if I could get next slide, that would be great.
Surely.
So this is a definition that I found most factual. A defining moment is a key moment of realization that leads to significant changes in one's life. Key moment of realization that create that triggers change in our life. So everyone on this call knows someone, a friend, a client, a family member who has been able to transform an unexpected, often difficult life event into a personal propeller. This could also be, you know, your story or the story. As coaches, we're not foreign to these stories, right? Looking back, every one of these people described this life event as this health issue, this job loss, as a turning point or a defining moment. This defining moment ended up becoming a wake-up call and a catalyst that helped them change their perspective on life, on risk-taking, on life in general, equip them with the courage to move past perceived obstacle or real obstacle, to rekindle an often forgotten dream and make it the purpose, their life purpose. And some people embarked on a soul-searching journey. Others made significant changes in their life, where all of these stories are different because each of us is unique. They are all happened as the result of externally created defining moments. So if, you know, we are a very small group, so, you know, let's keep this interactive. I meant to ask you to raise your Zoom hand if this resonated with you, but since we are, you know, there is very few of us, does this resonate? Does this, you know, connect with something that you've personally lived or that you met someone who, for this was true? Yeah, Terry, you're raising your real hand.
Okay. Yes. And it was a whole bunch of external things happening, but then the defining moment for me was an internal aha, an awareness that I did not want to continue my life. This is about my marriage. I did not want to continue my life the way it was until I died. So there were external things that were going on, but it was an internal moment that defined the clarity of, I got to change it.
Thank you. Thank you, Terry. And so, you know, I would like to invite you to interact with me. We are a very small group. This is a personal topic. And so feel free to interrupt at any time. So let me share with you, if you can get to the next slide, my own defining moment. It was also externally created. So I met my own defining moment. This was taken in Arizona, by the way. When in the form of a brutal, unforeseen colon cancer diagnosis 9 years ago, that made me realize very bluntly that life was very short, way too short to continue to postpone embracing the career I was dreaming about for more than a decade. This created such a sense of urgency and became such a powerful nagging for me that a year later, I had left the high-tech company that I had moved from Paris for with my family to start building my leadership coaching practice. And, you know, for these last 8 years have been the happiest, more fulfilling years in my life. And this constant feeling of being where I needed to be, where I finally wanted to be. The irony of it, I'm sure it does not escape you, as it did not escape me. As I was going through this personal transformation, I kept wondering what would have happened if cancer had not knocked on my door. How long would it have taken me before I, you know, made this move? And do we always have to depend on these unpredictable, very often harsh events to reach the life of our dream? Or was there another way? Would it be possible to create these defining moments from within instead of waiting for them to happen and for them not to happen? And if the answer was yes, what self-discovery journey, what learning, what resources would we need to do that? These questions kept nagging me and continue to do so. That's why this is still an important topic for me. In 2015, I was invited to speak at the International Learning Association, their women's conference in California. And I was invited to do a fireside chat, and I chose this topic of self-generated defining moments. At the end of my presentation, a woman came to me and said and asked me, what if we knew what we wanted, but were too afraid to take a move? So I looked at her and I asked her whether she could take a sabbatical to start, whether she could start part-time, was there some learning that she could benefit from while still in her current job? As I was talking, at some point, her life lit up, her entire face lit up, as she started realizing she had options. I didn't ask her what was this venture that she was dreaming to do. 3 weeks later, she sent me an email telling me that she was on her way, and she, to her surprise, found support for what she wanted to do. I never heard back from her. I don't know how long it took her to get where she wanted. But it was this experience of, in front of my eyes, seeing this moment of realization happen was extremely encouraging. And this story, my own experience, encouraged me to continue with my empirical research through the work that I do with my clients, etc. And this is what I want to share with you. So there is no magic wand. Each story, each of us is unique. There is not a single magic recipe for us to do that. But what I learned is that there are 3 steps to follow if we are to take our destiny in our own hands and create this moment of change for us from within. And this is what I would like, you know, to share on my next slide. Terry, please. So the first step is to be able to connect with our true desires. It is crucial to become crystal clear on what we really want from life. And only when we become aware of this unfulfilled dream, sometimes buried very deep in our heart, that we can get in movement. For reaching this clarity is often a challenging journey, as you know. We can make it more pleasant by confiding in people we trust, by seeking the help of a professional like the coach. For some of us, inviting stillness in our life is important to get this clarity. Some of us journal, communicating with nature. I call hiking, which is, you know, I love hiking as an active meditation, right? I had a colleague that every year would go spend a few days in this remote cabin on an island here in the Pacific Northwest, and he would emerge with his plan for the year ahead. So there are, each of us, you know, have ways to come in touch with what we really want, which is sometimes buried. I ask my clients, what is, you know, to remember when they were at the top of their game, what they felt. For some of my clients who really want more, want something, but they still don't know what it is, I ask them to raise their awareness to what gives them joy and to really think about it week after week. And so this is really, really important, to really get in touch, unlock what is happening deep without us, to understand what is it that we want. And until we know that, there is no way any of us can move, right? The second step, which is as important in my humble experience, is to be able to visualize this desire within our reach. For 10 years, this dream of becoming a leadership coach was tucked away in my heart. This desire, Micheline as a coach was belonged to the fantasy realm. In real life, Micheline was a senior leader in the high tech industry. And it seemed that there was a deepest canyon between these two worlds. Only with the help of a coach, who is still my coach, by the way, a fantastic person, I was able to cross the bridge, you know, between, to create a bridge between these two worlds, between, and to cross this canyon. And only when I did that, then when I was able to see myself doing what I do now, understand what would my life look like, what I would be doing in the morning when I would wake up, who would I would be meeting, I started realizing that this was a possibility and took the first step, which in my case was to identify the right coaching training and certification, that, you know, what was that first step, you know, for me. And this visualization is often hard. Bringing this for me, it was like this unicorn, right? This was, yeah, it would be nice, but no, this is not real. Until I was able to see myself. And every person that I worked with, every person that I know that was able to go through this transformation, talk about the moment that they realized, this is possible, I can do this. And there was this before and this after. And then talking about this first step, identifying it is really super important and taking it. And it can be as grand or as little as we want it to be. It could be buying a book and starting learning about this new thing. It could be baking on the weekend and, you know, honing our skill to open this bakery that we have been dreaming of. And it could be going on vacation to learn about this country that we're dreaming to move towards. Whatever it is, allowing ourselves to identify, trusting that, you know, I love this saying, every journey starts with a step. Right, with the first step. And it is simple, but it's super true. And so being able to get clear about what we want and get this clarity, being able to believe that this is possible for us, and identifying this first step and taking it is what I believe are the three components of this journey to creating a defining moment, a moment of realization that leads to change from within, instead of waiting for life to be presented to us potentially. And one thing that I learned that was super important is embracing our vulnerability as a close companion for this journey. I remember when I was going through this, you know, transformation, many deep moments of vulnerability, being frustrated with myself, thinking that it was taking too long, that I was making it too hard. With, you know, now that this is years, you know, that I put that behind me, I realized that all these moments were an integral part of this journey of transformation for myself. They mirror it. They made it possible. So I do believe that allowing us this grace of welcoming this vulnerability, recognizing it and accepting it and embracing it makes this journey much, much, much easier and even more pleasant. You know, one moment of vulnerability that I remember dearly, and this is maybe going to make you smile, was the when I changed my profile on LinkedIn. So, as Terry said, 25 years, right, in startup. I probably did most role in the high-tech industry, and my profile was, you know, computer science engineer, R&D, marketing, sales, da-da-da. And changing it, making my title leadership coach, you know, it may sound easy, it may sound ridiculous. It took me weeks to do that, watching my laptop and talking with my coach, and my coach was telling me, Micheline, go. You've done the hardest, you know, but it was presenting myself to the world. And, you know, that, you know, I will remember forever the moment when I changed my profile and I saved it and I published it. And I was like, now it's done. It's done. So I am going to pause. I have numerous examples of client stories. This usually is a much longer presentation, but I wanted to really boil it down to the essential because then we can have a conversation. And so if you go to the next slide. Usually, I always love to finish this presentation with three questions that I love to leave my audience with, which is, what is the one thing you would do if you knew you would succeed? If I could tell you this thing that you're dreaming about that you would like to try, you're going to be great at it. You're going to be grand at it. What would it be? What would you do? What is the first step that you would get you started? And then, as importantly, what do you need to take this first step? What resource, what person support do you need? What do you need to make this first step possible for you? And if you go to the last slide, I even made bookmarks with these questions. And when I sometimes, you know, do this, you know, I leave them with my audience. And if one of you would like to have one, I am actually, give me your address. I would be absolutely happy to send it to you. So, with that, I can, you know, if you want to stop sharing, that was all I had. And, let's have a conversation. Did this resonate? What comments do you have? Any questions? Would love to hear, you know, your thoughts.
I have one thought, Micheline. You used the word urgency when you were describing your own experience. Yes. And I wonder, and this is for everyone here too, as you think about your self-defining moments, is urgency always present once you get clear?
So that's a great question. And in a way, yes, but that doesn't mean you go at 100 kilometers an hour.
Oh.
So this urgency was, for me, what happened, so I was lucky. Because although it was a very aggressive form of cancer, it was detected early enough that I only had to go through surgery. So I went through surgery and came back to work 4 weeks later with no visible physical impact. Just I had, you know, they took a third of my column, but that's not visible when you look at it, right? And so I go back to work, nothing seems to have changed. And within a month, I realized I have to leave. I have to leave. Life is short. And so that was the urgency.
Okay.
But because I still, you know, I was lucky that I knew what I wanted. So I didn't have to go through this journey of self-discovery. I knew what I wanted. I had been dreaming of becoming a coach for more than 10 years before this this cancer scare. But it was still like, yeah, a dream. What the urgency become, you know, became finding a way to make it possible. For me, it was more a mental urgency. I need to do something mm-hmm. about it. How? And so that's what, you know, made me try to think about what would be a next step. And for me, it was really to find the coaching training that I went through. And this urgency can also be a slow urgency. I had a client, a Russian client. She lives in Moscow. Great sales leader, extremely competent. And she was suffering from this disconnect between one of her value was harmony. But at work, she was abrasive. She could be dismissive. And she realized, she was aware that she was not creating harmony at all around her. And that, you know, as you know, when there is a disconnect between who we are and who we seem to be, we cannot be authentic. And this was creating a lot of discomfort for her. So we were, you know, having a conversation, and somehow she remembered, I asked her, tell me, where do you find flow in your week? What gives you, this sense of ease? And she thought about it and said, when I can go to a museum where there is a new exhibition. And I said, so it's your connection with art. And then she froze. And she said, you know, I used to paint. She's a single mother. She's busy. So she had put all of this away. 2 weeks later, she comes back and says, I have, you know, created a corner in our apartment. And now every weekend, I am trying to spend 1 hour painting again. How is this going? It's giving me energy back into, you know, through my week, and I'm calmer. 2 weeks later, she comes back and she said, you know, I found a training. I'm going to go at one, I don't know how often, but I want to start learning again and taking my classes, resume my classes. And so that was what I call a slow urgency. She had found this way. And to this day, she now, you know, she paints all the time. And one day I saw her, she came to Seattle one day with a beautiful aquarelle that is in my office. And she said, this is my first one. It's for you. You help me reconnect with my true self. And this created this harmony. So in her case, her change was not as dramatic as mine, right? She didn't change career, but she reconnected with who she were at the core. And so this is, you know, these transformations don't need to be dramatic. They need to be, they are what we need them to be. And I love this story of her name is Anna, because it illustrates sometimes, you know, these transformations are more internal than external, right? I mean, and she was able, you know, thanks to reconnecting with her painting, to spread this harmony that was so important to her around her. I don't know if I answered your question, by the way, Terry.
Yes, and you got me thinking more, but I will let others jump in and share their experiences. Thank you.
I will say something.
Hi, Romina.
Thank you. First of all, thank you, because everything you said really resonates with me. And I'm working as well as what I define inner leadership coaching. And so when talking about defining moment, in my case, as well as some clients I had, there's not only one defining moment, different defining moments for me, for the things I want to do. But one for sure was when I left to go to living abroad. That's what a defining moment. And for me, it's what is nurturing me. So I need to find something that makes sense to me, that makes me feel, and I move. And that creates the kind of urgency for me. And As you said before, these three steps where we put the intention to create this moment, not to wait. And I was thinking as well about the vulnerability, because it's one of my four things, and which resonate a lot with courage. So there's not courage without vulnerability, and it's part of the same, like we flip a coin, and we find courage and vulnerability on the same coin. So for me, as well, maybe things that seem less important or less do the marketing on Facebook, which I never did and I'm starting now, it is more challenging than going to Pakistan, when I lived there for a long time.
You live in Pakistan?
I lived there, yes. I came back for Corona. And so that was because internally I had some other challenges. So I had to work with that. And but these things like working on vulnerability and align with who I am authentically, that helps me a lot. So also what you said before about the values. So I work a lot with my values to know, to show who I am. And so that was beautiful. Thank you so much. Also the pictures, I love the water and everything.
You're very welcome. And you're absolutely right. It takes courage. So, you know, not everyone that is faced with a challenge, you know, the job loss or the healthcare, are able to transform these horrible things into positive things. You know, of course, you know, I have friends who tell me how resilient I am, and it takes courage. But I was helped by the fact that I knew what I wanted, that I have been dreaming. That was a huge help. I don't know what I would have done if I was still at Microsoft, if I was at, you know, at the time I was at Microsoft, this is where I worked for the last 10 years before I left. And, you know, with this nagging sense that there is more without knowing what is it that I wanted. And, you know, I have a lot of clients who come to me and say, you've done it, then you can help me do it. But each of us, right, it's on our terms and I agree with you that the transformation is as powerful when it's internal as when it's only visible to us, right? Like with the story of my client who is still in the same job, but deep inside she knows that she has become who she wanted to be and who she was not able to be for a long time after she divorced and was, you know, a single mother.
Thank you.
Where are you from, Romina, originally?
I'm from Italy. I'm in Italy now.
You're back in Italy now?
I'm back in Italy, yes.
Sì, io parlo un pochino di italiano.
Ah, brava, ottimo accento.
Paolo.
So again, thank you very much for your thoughts and the all the things you shared, because it's very interesting to think about this specific moments, this special moment somehow. I think I have not a similar process, but I was working in multinational companies for 20, 30 years, and this is really, what I could say, not complicated, but a little bit hard. And around 45 years old, I was feeling that I was somehow destroying myself. And I realized that I need to make changes. So I don't feel the sense of urgency, but I felt that I need to change, because if I haven't done at these moments, probably I will be divorced, I will be in a complicated situation in life, because I was really down. So I think after leaving the company, I decided to not work more for companies. I worked for companies, but outside the company, which is much more comfortable. And for almost 3 years, probably more, what I have been done for healing me from all this step happened before. But I didn't know exactly, I don't have a vision. And this was really the problem. I know that I need to change, but I don't know how to do it. How to do it, I know, but the direction, the path is really, I'm a little bit lost. So, but okay, but I will go. Doesn't matter because this doesn't work anymore. So I start working at home, like I'm doing today, after 10 years like you. I discovered coaching. And when I discovered coaching, it was amazing because I remember I started doing the certification, and after the second moment, the second day, I wake up like 3 o'clock in the morning and I write something like 20 pages of ideas about to-do things. It was an amazing night. Mm. So I remember like it was now. So I write. It's an amazing story about this. So, and when I finish the coaching training, I realize that probably this make all the sense, but again, I was not sure. I think one thing is missing, and what is missing is the network around you, around me, that it's important to grow, to have a different energy, to go the direction and to know exactly what you want to do. Of course, I can say a lot of things, but just a small share to share my little moment. It was really amazing and coaching changed my life in many ways. So I'm a completely different person today, and everything I do, coaching is there. And if you ask me where I am, I'm coach, but I take something like 9 to 10 years to say this, like I'm saying right now. So it's a long path, but I really know what I am right now. I think I know, at least. And it was a long story, but I think I'm in the right track to the things I want. And a lot of people, probably the best reason, because I know that, is because I already influenced another people, another guys to do the same. Not because I say to do it, but because they see it, they take the courage, and they have done it. So that's it. Thank you very much for remembering me all this, because we need to have all this in mind and be with this present.
Thank you, Paolo. Thank you very much. Yes.
Welcome to all of our Israeli folks.
Sorry, Terry. It was a problem with the link. I tried to go inside so many times. I couldn't.
I'm sorry, and thank you for your persistence.
Next time, I have the problem. So copy the link and pass the link directly.
Yeah, I understand it now because of this.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
No problem. Same problem.
I couldn't understand. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Sorry.
So we are talking about our guest is Micheline Germanos, who has just done an amazingly deep presentation, which got us in touch with self-defining moments. And the question that changes one's life, and the question is, are these internal, external? Is there a sense of urgency? Do you have examples of your own that might be useful to share? And we've been hearing.
Yeah, so you know, the conversation was, we all know a defining moment is this moment of realization that that trigger changes in one's life. And usually we all connect with externally driven, you know, we all know people, it may happen to us as well. We lost a job, we got divorced, we had a health scare that prompt us to change. And the question that has been nagging me was, can we create them from within? Because what happens if they don't, if these externally driven events don't happen, or do we really need to wait for bad events for us to change? That was my, you know, the conversation that we were having. And I do believe that there is a way to create them from within, from going from, you know, dreaming to believing to doing. And that's what, you know, I talked about in these, you know, 20 minutes or so. So.
Gabrielle.
Se Romina mi aiuta, ci provo. If Romina help me.
You're very good. You can do it.
I can try in my poor English. I am engineer too. And I have a question. I had a question. How it works for everything, how it works. But 10 years ago, I tried to ask this question, to put this question to the person, how a person works. And I can't ask respond
answer.
Ask answer. I can't answer to this question, how a person works, how the mind of a person works. So I started to study, and that was a very important moment, defining moment for me. And NLP coaching, and Romina, siccome non mi era sufficiente,
that wasn't enough.
Wasn't enough, yes.
Ho studiato, ho fatto una scuola di psicologia applicata.
I study applied psychology.
Yes. So now, in engineering approach with NLP coaching and psychology application of psychology. I move
closer to understand how the mind works.
Yes, not enough, but now every day for me is a defining moment. Every day, because I mi dedico totalmente a questa attività.
I totally do this activity.
Yeah, dedicated. You're completely dedicated to
this activity.
Yeah. And when one person asks to me what is your job, I answer, I am an engineer of thinking. Thank you, because also you are an engineer, and I feel very close to you.
Thank you. Yes, things need to, you know, I need to connect with things both here and here. Yeah, that's, you know, my background, right? So thank you, Gabriele. Meda.
as I'm listening to this, what's sitting with me is you can create your own defining moment, but something has to be so uncomfortable inside to trigger that reflection. So it might not be a critical cancer diagnosis or that your job sucks, but there's something inside of you that feels broken or out of alignment. And I think without that sense of need to be a better version or do something different, I think you have to have almost that cellular level call to change to make that leap and to create that moment.
That's super insightful. I tend to agree. The only thing is maybe it's not this discomfort, but maybe it's this longing for something, right? It's something that I want so dearly that it would equip me with the courage to move. You know, this was the story of this person that I shared that came to me after the conference, right? It was she wanted to do what she wanted, but she was afraid. She felt stuck. And this short conversation, when she realized that actually she had options, it didn't have to be nothing or everything, that she had options to do it on her turn, right, in her terms, that created this moment of change for this realization for her, you know. To this day, I don't know what she wanted to do, but it didn't matter. I could see the change happening at this moment through this conversation. And for me, it was a profound experience. So, But I agree with you that often it's the discomfort that becomes unbearable, that we start to look for ways of doing it. And the problem is, the tragedy is when we don't know how to get, and we know people who don't know how to get out of it, you know, and trying to understand what is it that we want, starting with dreaming, it gets us on the way. Thank you.
I also think that longing can create that discomfort. Mm-hmm. When you live in that desire state without fulfilling it, I think that's that same spark that we're both talking about, that it has to get to that point of, I can't do this or not do this any further.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Agreed.
See, I'm going to come back to the word urgency, and longing and urgency to me share something, except urgency has a time attached to it. So I'm still feeling it's urgency that is the pivotal point. And with time attached to it, there's some kind of awareness. I have to do this within my lifetime, let's say, because that's the time frame. So I'm just throwing that out as further considerations.
So trying to connect, you know, the longing with the urgency, you know, again, you know, as an example, this longing I had in me for a long time. Even before joining Microsoft, I already wanted to be a coach. Mm-hmm. And at that time, when I learned more, I realized I was not completely ready because I still needed to do. And as coaches, we don't do. Well, not the same definitions of doing, right? And so the longing was there. This, you know, what happened to me created this urgency. Uh-huh. And that, you know, and so for 1 year, I was extremely unhappy because I knew that I didn't want to be anymore where I was, but I still was too afraid. And until I could see myself doing what I do now, you know, that... Mm-hmm. I just couldn't move. So the longing was there. What happened to me created this urgency that eventually made me, you know, take this step and finally move.
So maybe both are self-defining moments. I'm sorry, go ahead. Who was speaking?
No, what did you say, Tari?
Maybe both are self-defining moments. Maybe there's a thread of self-defining moments. If we look at what happens emotionally, what happens mentally, maybe it's a progression different for different people.
Yes, yes. And it can be small, it can be big. But if you look at the definition, it's, you know, this moment that leads to change, right? So at the end, there is some change that needs to happen. It's either, you know, like my client's story, which was, you know, a smaller change, you know, reconnecting with painting, but for her it was super important, or something dramatic of changing completely career or moving countries, etc. Romina?
I was thinking that the discomfort can come from the not taking action. So just staying there and thinking I would mm-hmm. like to do it, but not doing it. And I remind one of my client colleagues, the background noise.
The what?
Background noise.
Background noise.
Yeah, it was like this kind of noise coming all the time. And he said, oh, again, it came again, the background noise.
Yeah, and until it becomes a four, you know, from the background to the forefront, it's when, you know, we are compelled to move, right?
You know, sometimes they were not ready to listen, and he wasn't. So, yeah. But anyway, I think it's useful to know it's there.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Micheline. Thank you very much. You have sparked some awareness and attention to a very important part of us as humans.
Well, thank you for, you know, inviting me and having me share this important topic for me as well, you know, at least with all of you. I'm glad we met.
I'm glad it was no accident, I'm sure.